Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have a lot of decisions that are before us right now. Things are going on in the world. And we just had, you know, speaking of God's news behind the news, we had a presidential candidate go to Israel and began, yes. Mitt Romney. And he was talking to, this is very important to us as believers, because God says, you know, I'll bless those who bless you. And sometimes, you know, you got to dig around for the reason why possibly who stands for your values or not. And right. sometimes it's just, it all is terrible. You know, it's like everywhere I look, you know, but when you start seeing somebody stand up for Israel, and he didn't say, you know, if you're an American and stand for Israel, then I'll bless you. He didn't say, if you speak Spanish and stand for Israel, then I'll bless you. He didn't say, if you're a man or a woman and you stand for Israel, I'll bless you. He didn't say, if you knew Jesus or didn't know Jesus and you stood with Israel, I'll bless you. He said, if you bless Israel, I'll bless you. It doesn't bring you salvation, but it gives you, it gives the blessing of God on your nation and on your life. And we want to hear, let's just hear what happened right there as Mitt Romney is speaking right there in Jerusalem and his viewpoints of Israel. Let's just find out what he said.
It is my firm conviction that the security of Israel is in the vital national security interest of the United States. Ours is not an alliance based only on shared interests, but also on enduring shared values. In those shared values, one of the strongest voices is that of your Prime Minister, my friend Benjamin Netanyahu. I met with him earlier this morning, and I look forward to my family joining with his this evening as they close the fast of this Tisha B'Av day. It's remarkable to consider how much adversity over so great a span of time is recalled by just one day on the calendar. This is a day of remembrance and mourning. But like other such occasions, it also calls forth clarity and resolve. At this time, we also remember the 11 Israeli athletes and coaches who were massacred at the Munich Olympics 40 years ago.
There's something very important we have to remember. You know, we're listening to a YouTube report from CNN. They have their posted on their YouTube. But this is him speaking there that, you know, we just forget. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, don't you remember what just, I mean, do you remember what happened last week? Do you remember what happened, you know, a month ago, you know, and there's one thing about Israel we can learn from, many things we can learn from Israel, but, you know, is that you should never forget.
Right.
Because if we forget, we will repeat the mistakes of our past, you know, and he's talking about the Olympians right in the middle of this Olympics right now that's going on. Let's continue to listen to him.
And 10 years ago this week, 9 Israeli and American students were murdered in a terrorist attack at Hebrew University. Tragedies like these are not reserved to the past. They're a constant reminder of the reality of hate and the will with which that hate is executed upon the innocent. It was Menachem Begin who said this about the ninth of the month of Av. We remember, he said, and now have the responsibility to make sure that never again will our independence be destroyed, and never again will the Jew become homeless or defenseless. This, he added, is the crux of the problems facing us in the future. So it is today, as Israel faces enemies who deny past crimes against the Jewish people and seek to commit new ones, when Iran's leaders deny the Holocaust or speak of wiping this nation off the map, only the naive, or worse, would dismiss it as an excess of rhetoric. Make no mistake, the Ayatollahs in Tehran are testing our moral defenses. They want to know who will object and who will look the other way. My message to the people of Israel and the leaders of Iran is one and the same. We will not look away, nor will my country ever look away from our passion and commitment to Israel.
That's so, so important. You know, God says he'll bless those who bless you. And he goes on to say, you know, we'll make this available on the VFN Torch. You know, you can get to it at VFNTV.com. but understanding that he even said that, you know, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And that's where all of the government is. If you go to Israel, you will see the Knesset and all that's there. The only thing that's in Tel Aviv is the U.S. Embassy and the Defense Department, because Tel Aviv is the capital, because the United Nations was trying to keep Israel from calling Jerusalem their capital. And all this stuff about splitting the land of Israel is about giving. This is it. This, in the end, this is what every nation will be judged for, how if they divided the, how they treated the land of Israel. Right. And they want to give a Palestinian state, but with that, they want to give Jerusalem as the Palestinian capital of that state. And so this Mitt Romney, who's running for president of the United States, we just heard how he's, you know, standing for what he said. He's going to stand for Israel, that, you know, he's not going to turn his head, you know, that that we understand you'd be naive to think that these people are wanting to knock Israel off the face of the map. And not only Israel, by the way, America. Right. And but Israel off the face of the map. And that we will not turn our heads from it. We won't turn our heads from it, and we won't. We will not. We'll support them. We will totally support Israel and defending themselves. But he goes on to say this: that not only that, but he said that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. That's a huge thing for a president to say that. I mean, it's very. I mean, obviously Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, will probably make some of those also available on the torch.
Right.
That you can see that this is how they always, they're not like shocked. They're like, this is great. You know, this is right. Great. They this is your viewpoint. In one of the interviews, they talked about our current president. He says, you know, we always want to look for whoever's going to be the president of the United States if they have a soft spot in their heart towards Israel.
Sure.
And he said a lot of our people in Israel, they do not yet have to see a soft spot in the heart of President Obama towards Israel. And that's important. That's very important. And so the very fact that we would support, you know, the U.S. embassy being moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem is huge. That is so huge.
Right.
And that's a big one. And so I thought it was pretty cool to be able to find out, you know, where he stands compared to where President Obama stands and the context of that. So when we're praying about who, you know, we're going to support, think about what God says about. If all else fails, how do you stand on Israel?
Yeah, right.
You know,
that's when, right.
When in doubt, check matters, their so views of Israel out. You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
I just heard a report saying that it's neck and neck. I mean, right now it matters. Everyone's important, and it's about we're almost close to 100 days out.
Right, right. And well, you know. We just want to remember. We want to remember that, you know, when you're considering, you know, where you're gonna voting on your values, voting on what you know, get to know these candidates, find out about them, and find out how they stand towards Israel. If a whole nation is about to flip, you know, for example, you know, maybe the only thing we have going for is that we stand for Israel during that time.
All right.
And by the way, that works.
You know,
that works. Somebody said, "Why did you go there?" It's like, well, I needed something that worked at a time like this because nothing else was working. So, you know,
that's right.
I just started blessing us. You know, we stand with Israel.
Yes.
You know, we are partners with Avi Mizrahi in Tel Aviv and his ministry there to the Jewish people and to the homeless and to those that need food and clothing, and Adonai Fellowship that's there, and the coffee shop there in Tel Aviv, you know, Dugit.
Dugit.
Yeah. And then... also, we stand with Christians United for Israel, that it's led by Pastor John Hagee in America, in San Antonio, Texas, and CUFI, CUFI.org, and that is an organization that's put together to encourage our legislature and our president and our country to remind us about Israel and our viewpoint of God's viewpoint of Israel and America's stand for Israel, you know, and to be blessed. We will be blessed. Israel is a nation today because of God's order. He used that order. He used that to come to pass by our president. I believe it was Harry Truman. I believe it was that was you know, he was in that situation where they were bringing it up whether it should happen or not, and he remembered his mother teaching him on her knee or as a young child the Word of God. And one of the things he remembered was in the context of, "I will bless those who bless Israel." and it was a Bible study with his mother.
Wow.
That he remembered, and that he signed that, where they begin to bring Israel back together again and give them the land when they're separating the lands and all. And it's 1948.
Wow.
And it's just really neat how, don't ever think, you know, teaching your children about God at a young age. I'm thinking about, you know, Pastor Debbie up in Patterson, how she's, yeah, you know, she's discipling Isaiah, you know, mm-hmm, she talks about that quite often. And I can't help but think about President Truman and how that time with his mother, you know, and she's not the mother of Isaiah, but just understanding that she's teaching him, and a lot of children are being taught across the United States about the things of God, that it will not be in vain, you know. And I think about the context of that, you know, what if he ends up in government? What if he ends up, you know, being able to be brought, God could bring a decision before him, for example, and he would know the things of God. Oh, it's just exciting. I get very excited about that. So I just want to encourage you, you know, in the context of that, so many things are going on, but stay informed, you know, stay informed of what's going on. We'll look at God's news behind the news.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.